This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The UN Human Rights Office said Israeli forces may have violated the laws of war in Gaza. Another UN inquiry on Wednesday said the high civilian cost amounted to, quote, extermination, unquote, of Palestinians in Gaza. Lucy Fielder from Reuters have more.
The UN Rights Office issued a report examining six Israeli attacks that caused many casualties and destroyed civilian infrastructure. Spokesperson Jeremy Lawrence.
Unlawful targeting, when committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack against a civilian population, may also implicate the commission of crimes against humanity.
The head of the UN Commission of Inquiry, Navi Pillay, said perpetrators of abuses in the conflict must be brought to account.
We conclude that Israeli authorities are responsible for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and violations of international humanitarian and human rights law.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met Wednesday in Pyongyang. The developments are being criticized by the U.S. and its allies, who say the relationship is a threat to global peace. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Ties have strengthened after North Korea supported Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a war that has made Putin a pariah in many other countries. They met one-on-one for 2 hours. Afterwards, the two men signed a treaty, pledging to come to each other's defense if attacked. Putin said the comprehensive partnership agreement signed today includes, among other things, mutual assistance in the event of aggression against one of the parties to the agreement. The signing of the mutual defense treaty surprised many observers, who view the Putin-Kim relationship as a marriage of convenience. Before leaving Pyongyang, Putin gave Kim a luxury Russian limousine, even taking him for a drive around palace grounds. Bill Gallo, VOA News.